Fall in love with low prices. All in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get three free on delicious 12 packs of Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome back to the Softball America Podcast. We're joined by our first guest of the season, headlining 2025, none other than Beth Serena from LSU. Beth, how are you doing?
What an honor. I don't know if I've ever been a leadoff hitter before. It's like my first time, you know? So I'm going to try to like fill the role as best I can here.
We need to start obviously with what happened over the fall, but I want to give our viewers and our listeners just a little bit background. 14th season at LSU, the LSU Tigers, 621 and 331 record, and a season ago, 44 wins and 23-0 at one point. The LSU Tigers, so impressive, and a team that's always so fun to watch. Let's kind of talk about the fall and what happened this past fall and what you saw from what you learned in 2024 and the new 2025 Tigers.
Yeah, there is a lot of new. I'm kind of with you. Like, I don't really know exactly what to expect either. I feel like I've never really seen them in a game either. So it's going to be a little bit of an adventure. I think they have the potential to be really great. I think there's a lot of fun things about this team. But even our experienced players, you know, I haven't seen a ton of, with Avery Hodge or Jayla Lassiter, you know, being transfers. They have a ton of experience, but not necessarily in purple and gold. So I think it's going to be exciting for all of us to see what they're capable of.
So you graduate Taylor Pleasance, obviously, was a staple for the Tigers. And we talked about Danica Coffey before we kind of started and her injury and how, getting her back. Who is sliding into those leadership positions? Like you said, like you've got a lot of new faces, again, an addition of some transfers. Who are the immediate leaders that you're seeing from this squad?
Yeah, I think the team would probably unanimously say Danica Coffey is the leader of this group. But I think there are some other players that have done some really nice things, with Macy Bergeron just being a mainstay for us for multiple years behind the plate. Avery Hodge has done so many cool things. What a great human being and great softball player. So I think she'll do a lot for us. And then I think I would be remiss to not mention Sydney Berzon and what she brings to us too. So I think there's a lot of people that are trying to fill a lot of big shoes, not just Taylor Pleasance, but Sierra Briggs and Raylene Gutierrez and, you know, Carly Petty. I can keep the list going on and on here of who, you know, unfortunately, Allie Newland, we don't return to this group.
And Kelly Lynch.
Kelly Lynch.
I was going to say Kelly Lynch. Kelly Lynch.
So it was a big group that, you know, walked out the door. But like I said, I love a lot of the things on paper with this team. It's just going to be exciting to see what they bring to us.
And Softball America has the LSU Tigers with the number one 2026 recruiting class, which is down the line. And I saw you a lot this season on the recruiting trail. Saw you, I saw Bryce just out hitting the recruiting trail. What do you think and how do you think college softball has changed in obviously the past decade, in the years that you've been coaching to get to where we are now? Because there's been so much that's changing. And what have you pretty much kept the same? And
I hope that we're never called old school. Like, I hope that we can always be, you know, learning and growing and changing. I think if we're not, we're going to be super outdated. And, you know, I think credit to the addition of Bryce. He's an incredible forward thinker. Not all of his ideas always hit, but most of them do. And he's a very forward thinker. So I think he's continuing to like push the envelope and move us forward. I know we worked really hard just being in all the places and trying to build some great relationships. You know, Sandra's taken a big role on in the recruiting too and her parts of the country. So, you know, I think we all just worked really hard at just some relationships and, you know, trying to be on the forefront of just finding new ways and different ways to do things. So hopefully we will always be part of the new school and not the old school.
Is that Sandra in the background there? Is that
the background? Back there? Yep.
Sandra. So, and let's expand on that a little bit. Obviously, your domain is in the circle. When you're evaluating talent, when you're taking a look at pitchers, what are you looking for? What are kind of some of those key factors in terms of what you're looking for when you first identify talent and then obviously clock and keep evaluating talent throughout the
years? I think the big thing is, does the hitter miss? Like if the hitter misses what you're throwing up there, then you're doing something right, whether it's spinning or it's velocity or it's located. If they're missing it, then you're doing something right. So I think that's like the first thing that'll catch your eye. And it doesn't necessarily have to be everybody strikes out, but do they have a lot of swings and misses? So I think like couple that with just some competitive nature. You know, I think we could talk a little bit too about our awesome freshman, Jaden Huebner. Some of the things she does are just because she's simply more competitive than the other person in the box and just has more belief in her stuff. You know, if you put her stuff on a tracking or on a rep soda or something, it may not be the best, but if you put her on the mound, it will be the best because she believes in it and so do we. So I think there's something to be said for being super competitive as well.
And we can kind of expand on that. Jaden was the number two ranked recruit on Softball America. And let's talk a little bit about your newcomers and what you're seeing from your freshman class. We touched a little bit on those transfers, but what are you seeing from these freshmen? As like you said, there's going to be some that are going to fill some pretty big
shoes.
There
are. And we talked about that with them right off the bat, especially, you know, Jaden is going to have a ton of time on the mounds. Just, you know, where we're at with this pitching staff, she's going to get a lot of time and she deserves it. She's really, really special. But, you know, I told the freshmen on the first day, I'm sure that on day one, we'll be writing one of your names in the lineup. Like, I still don't know who it will be, but, you know, I'm confident in so many of these guys. They're really, really special with, you know, Samaya Jones and Destiny Harris, Zoe Calvez. They're really a special group. Jada Phillips, there's a ton of talent. So, they've been working really hard, and if they're not on the field, they're definitely pushing the person in front of them to be the best they can.
And when you take a look at that lineup, when you take a look at last year compared to this year, what does the next kind of 4 weeks look like for you as you prepare for season? Because as you said, you're not quite sure who you're going to write in that lineup, but these next 4 weeks, what does that look like for the LSU Tigers as you prepare for 2025?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of prep work to be done and a little bit different than in the past. You know, last year, it's like the practice almost ran itself. Like I could just, you know, have a cup of coffee in the stands and hang out and let Taylor and them do their thing. You know, we didn't have to practice on how to do a scouting report or how to plan for pitchers. It was kind of like they showed up at the field and they're like, all right, this girl has a rise ball. It's 68. We're going to be here. You know, like they just were so talented and been in the system so long, most of them for 5 and some 6 years, you know? So it just definitely is a different feel. And it's definitely exciting. I think not that Taylor and them weren't exciting. It was just like, you knew what to expect. This is exciting because every day is a little different. Every day surprises you. Every day is a little bit of an adventure. I think it's fun, and I think they're going to surprise a lot of people because I think they're capable of some really big things.
And when you look at, obviously, we talked about new faces in the lineup. Bryce Neal is taking over the offense this year. What has that preparation looked like, and what have you seen from the offense with Bryce taking over?
Well, it looks very different around here. I think if you came to our practice, and I think the players have felt that, and I think that they have enjoyed it. You know, I think that I miss Howard every single day, just my friend and just, you know, somebody I can rely on. But, you know, I think Bryce just being young and different and new, like I think there's something to that. So I think he's taken a lot of the things that Howard had in place and kind of brought him, you know, up to date a little bit and brought him up to speed. So I think there's a lot of new things. Bryce really is supported by Sandra and Zach, who are part of this, and Taylor Pleasant's part of this offensive team. Sierra Briggs is helping out too. So I think between the group, the players are getting a ton of really valuable information and experience. And I mean, if you come out to our practice, you're going to see stuff flying all over the place, machines and front tosses and live arms. And there's like stations and like, don't turn your back because you're going to get hit by something during hitting. So the pitchers just like dodge bullets over there in the bullpen. We're like, you know, trying not to get hit. So there's a lot happening. The music is cranked up as loud as possible. And there's a really cool and new vibe about how this offense is doing their work.
And we talked about Howard, as you said, you missed him every day. And obviously he's now a part of the historic AUSL, which is incredible for our sport. Obviously we've seen our ups and downs with pro softball, but have you chatted with Howard about his plans for the summer, and is he excited about really getting going with Athletes Unlimited and having some city-based teams here, not this year, but the following year?
I think it's going to be great. And what a lucky group to have Howard involved with them. I mean, he is one of the best coaches I know, one of the best coaches on the planet. And I'm biased because he's one of my closest friends, but he is just a great coach. He has an incredible way about him, a way of communicating that is really going to be perfect at the pro level. Just doesn't overdo it. Is just able to keep things really simple, yet have all the perfect words to say. So I think he's going to do a really great job. And those are some really lucky athletes to have him involved with that group.
And Carly Hoover is going to be a part of Athletes Unlimited coming back to the States after spending some time overseas. Have you spoken to her about that? And is she excited to be back in the States to playing professional softball again?
Oh, I was just texting with her yesterday. She's always sending me her latest and greatest, her new creation that she's got. So she's always got to run it by me. I never know exactly what I'm going to get when I get a text from Carly Hoover, but usually it involves some kind of video and some kind of commentary that always keeps me on my toes. So I think she is as talented as anybody on the planet. So it's exciting to think about her being a part of it.
But I love that she still sends you videos with commentary. Oh, yeah. That I'm sure hopefully she puts those up, because I bet you they're gold. In terms of videos, I wanted to switch gears here a little bit, because I was able to sit in at the NFCA convention this past December in Dallas and listen to you and Tricia Ford and Brittany Newman with a wonderful pitching talk about how you all train your pitchers. And there were some videos and drills. And I want to get an idea of who put that presentation together.
Where's your cameo?
It's an incredible power.
Cameo, you've mentioned him a few times.
Hey! Oh, Bryce, he's got... Wait, do you have your backpack? Could you bring your backpack onto screen?
No.
All right. Are you not going to answer at all?
It's going to be different.
Bryce, how's the offense?
It's going to be different than maybe what people are accustomed to in the past. But, you know, I think that there's some beauty in the new, in some of the things that this team's capable of doing. They're super athletic. I think they're eager. It'll look different, but in a lot of good ways.
One more. Flying under the radar. Who's a player that we should keep an eye on that's maybe flying under the radar?
Hmm.
I know mine.
Mikayla Walker.
Okay.
But there's a lot, there's a lot of really good young players. There's a lot of really good young players. It's a dynamic group. It's going to be fun to watch.
Great. Well, thanks, Bryce. Love your hat too. He's always like wearing good clothes.
Sarah, it's good seeing you.
I don't care what they say. I don't care what they say about you, Bryce. You got great style.
You're his number one fan in the style department. You might be all he has. So we'll keep you around.
Well, I love it.
Cameoing the staff if you want. I have Taylor Pleasant's right here too. If you want me to just keep cameoing the LNG staff,
yeah,
you
know, I can
bring her in next. Taylor. So.
Bring her in.
Taylor.
Whenever she's ready.
Here she comes. We can get them all. You can ask her a couple of questions too. Here you go. You're next.
Okay. Yeah.
Here you go.
What's up?
All American Taylor Pleasants. Taylor Pleasants. what's it like to be a coach and not a player?
Very different. I've described it as you have control of more, but you're in control of less.
I mean, that's incredible. I think I've done a lot of interviews, and I don't know if anyone's ever said that. That's very philosophical. What have you learned about yourself being a coach?
That I really love softball. Like, whenever you're playing a lot and it, like, is always nonstop, it's, man, I'm kind of not good at this thing because it's always failure. But being able to coach and see a different side of it, it's like, what ways could I possibly make someone better? Like, looking for any possible advantage. So definitely a different side of my brain.
That's incredible. One more for you. Favorite memory thus far from the fall or heading, I mean, no, we're heading into season. Favorite memory with this 2025 squad?
I'd say doing arm velo the second time, like towards the end of fall, because I'm in charge of the throwing at the moment, and being able to see them like go through the fall and like do all their progressions and everything, and then everyone hitting their goals at the end of fall was pretty cool to see, and everyone getting really excited.
Sorry, one more, because I want to expand on that a little bit. Arm velo, can you give some of our, let's say we've got a young softball player watching this. What are some of the tools that they can do to increase velocity? Something really simple. What?
I'd say find a throwing program. So something that involves plyo balls.
Can you hear me?
Something heavier as well as something lighter to be able to move your arm faster. Just having something to go off of and not just rolling out and throwing a ball.
Thanks for joining us. I feel like maybe we should just get everybody like together as a group next time.
Might as well.
We just have a full podcast in the room with microphones, hang out. We can have lunch there. I'm coming to Tiger Park.
We'd love to see
I
you.
I wish I was there.
Thanks.
Well, thanks so much.
Anything Sarah. Else you want me to bring awesome. In here? You know, I'll just keep them coming. Got girl Sandra or Zach too, you know?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We're doing it. I think the next podcast we're going to do live from that table.
I love it.
And we'll just all be sitting around. And we'll get everybody Perfect. Together. We can do round table. Plyo balls. I know
I think we just did. I think we just round tabled it, you know?
Live. Plyo balls. I know I asked you that question before everybody jumped on, but I know plyo balls are a big part of training at LSU. You talk about the drills and the various videos that you put up for the NFCA convention. Again, what does that bullpen look like? What are those small kind of drills or anything that players or coaches can do to get better, and what's the best place for them?
I would say I'm so different now than I was even just a couple of years ago, that I'm just a lot more individualized. I think I really have tried to cater to like each pitcher differently. Probably Sid Berzon has forced my hand in that a little bit more too, just because she knows herself so well and knows what she likes. And she just, I think, works a little differently than maybe the person next to her needs to work. So I really started to individualize them. So it's created me to branch out to a lot of different places, whether it be getting motor preference trained or going chatting with Austin Wasserman about his throwing program or OGX, or like, I think that I have leaned on a lot of different places and spaces. And while I wouldn't say I'm like 100% in any of those camps, like I'm pulling things from all of those people to create kind of a plan for each pitcher individually. I hope all the while still not losing myself and like what I believe and my philosophies, but enhancing it, I think. But I would say like the big thing is not to be afraid to try some stuff, not to be afraid to reach out, not to think you know so much that you can't keep learning and keep growing. So if you came to our bullpen, I think you would see something you've been like, oh, I saw that drill here and I saw that one here and I saw that one, you know what I mean? So I think you'll see a lot of stuff that's been stolen, borrowed, taken from a lot of different sources.
An interesting part of your presentation was putting a picture on a bat speed program.
I think we probably have to credit Lindsay with that. I think that's probably Lindsay's idea before she left it.
Lindsay left
it. To credit her with that.
Yes.
But we saw some massive jumps from doing it. So just working on your decelerator muscles and just, you know, swinging both left-handed and right-handed is pretty fun and exciting watching them do that. It's comical too. So, but I think just, again, being willing to try and finding an athlete that's willing to try it too. You know, it's one thing to say like, hey, walk in here and do this fast speed one day, but to find an athlete that'll actually, a pitcher that will commit to that for 6 weeks at a time, 8 weeks at a time is pretty incredible. So I think you have to have the right person and you have to, you know, be willing to try. I mean, we've tried some things that have been absolute fails too. I mean, like, you know, Sid and I tried a project this fall and we're like, yep, well, we're not going to do that one. Reverting back to the other. Like that was a fail, but I mean, at least we tried, you know? So I think not everything is going to work out perfectly as you have planned. Sometimes it's a failed experiment, but you'll never know if you don't go for it.
But I'm hearing, and what I think is so wonderful is that's when you're stripping away your biases, right? And like, there's not every LSU pitcher is going to look the same.
I hope not. Yeah, I hope not. I think that wouldn't make us a very strong staff if they did. You know, I think the goal is to make them the best version of themselves. And in doing that, they make our staff and our team even better. You know, one time someone told me like, she doesn't look like a Beth Tarina pitcher. And I was like, well, good, you know, like good. I hope not. I hope she looks like herself. You know, but hopefully if you broke them down, there'd be 3 or 4 or 5, 8 principles that you would see that are all the same. You know, when you look at them, you could really like, if you did some stop motion video or photographs, mm-hmm. you'd see some spots where they all look similar. But at the end of the day, like we want them to be different because we, you know, want them to all function and perform with their strengths. So, and in their differences, we will be stronger as a group.
And you mentioned motor preference, you mentioned different bullpens. In terms of looking at our sport from the beginning of your playing career at Florida, well, before then, obviously, it's not that far away, to your coaching career now, I think that's for me, the biggest advancement is looking at what a player needs individually rather than giving a blanket hitting program, a blanket pitching program. Like, this is how everybody's going to do it, and this is how we're going to do that. Do you feel like that is where the sport is growing? And a lot of that, does it have to do with the data? Does it have to do with constantly learning, being lifelong learners? What do you see in that arena?
I think it's all of the things you just mentioned, honestly. I think it's like what this athlete needs too. You know, I think, I think specifically Bryce and Sandra worked really hard to give each hitter their own program, and they developed it with them, which is cool. You know, they spent time in the cage, like, we're going to do this when you warm up, and this is going to be like your fundamental drills and things that you're doing every single day, like your routine. And they based it a lot off of the data that Zach has given them about each hitter. You know, I mean, he's constantly like taking in information, you know, spitting out formulas. Ultimately, it's like a prescription for like what they need to do better and where they need to be. And I think, you know, Sandra with her slappers and Bryce with the hitters, they've put together these individual programs that are incredible. That I think each hitter now feels a lot of ownership about their swing and what they're doing, and their daily routine in the cage is theirs. Like, they helped create it, which is really a cool thing too.
And I know Sandra's in the back there. When she's putting together these programs with Bryce, like, Sandra, what does one of those programs look like? As you look at a hitter, like, what does that program look like? She's like, getting up.
You're going to have to get close. Come in. You're coming into the screen.
Come on in here.
Here she is.
So they start with an activation. Some of that is based on what Mel has deemed as some of their areas of weakness that they need to help and build on to get them better in their hitting side of things. Some of it are things that we just want to do better at for them, whether it's accelerating, decelerating, things like that we think would help them offensively. And then they go through that kind of on their own. And then when they are in the actual time with us, it is a little bit more based on where they're at in their career and like what kind of offensive player they are. Some of them are just spending literally 20 minutes on tees of like getting them, their bodies to do the exact same over and over again. And then we maybe might do it on front toss. And then some of them don't need any sort of fundamental training. So like Tori Edwards, like we're not in there spending time with her on her swing, but more of her mindset. So we have either somebody throwing, Zach or coach, or one of the boys, and then the spin ball and like giving her actual pitches and like letting her a little bit more understand what game prep is like on sitting pitches. Timing, those more aspects of things. So it kind of just depends on like who you are and what you need. Macy is a ton of that type of approach as well. Macy probably knows her swing the best. So we want her to kind of lead that a little bit more. And then you have like the people that are on my side, the slappers, triple threat kids, like the activation isn't always as important for them as it is the short game. So they do a little bit more of timing pieces, acceleration pieces, and then bunting. So every time I'm in there with them, they have about a 5-minute bunting circuit that they will do. So it kind of just depends on what type of hitter you are and like what you need.
I love the slapping game, obviously. And so to hear that there's a 5-minute bunting circuit makes me so happy. your slappers are so well known across the country as being the best, one of the best, if not the best, slapping in the country. What do you attest to that? And obviously you're recruiting high-level talent, but once they get in there and you're able to work with them, you obviously have a 5-minute bunting circuit. And then what else does that look like for the triple threats that are in your program?
I think one, coach doesn't have to allot a coaching spot for slappers. So I think her giving that ability to allow me to work here to work with them and give them a little bit more specialized individual attention is why they become who they are. Not because of what I'm teaching them or anything like that, but it's like they just are not left behind. They're not getting the same offensive plan as the left-handed power hitter. They are being talked to in a different way. Their approaches are different. Their approach and the mindset of the game gets to be specialized a little bit more. So I think that is a big thing of like that they, nobody else really in the country has that. So we trying to allot of time to that, those things. But I think in practice, kind of like going along the side of, I like to treat them however way they want to be treated. So if they want to be only a power slap, then we're going to work primarily on power slap. I think every slapper has to have bunt. So I do require them to bunt. Even if they fight me on it, but I think that's like at the end of the day, it's like a base hit. I wish I was as fast as them and would have been able to bunt once a game. but then we have like a Sierra Daniel or like Sierra Briggs last year who came into the game with a high chop, and so like their game is a little bit more touch and go, a little bit find holes. And then you have like a kid like Avery Hodges, who's a hitter, but she wants to use the short game side of slapping. So she kind of balances those. And that, I think it's my job to like make them the best slapper that they can be with whatever tools that they want to be and whatever they want to kind of use as their game to give us the best approach. And then obviously, too, like the mindset of being able to read a defense, I think is like what makes a slapper so good is when they know how to use the tool appropriately, that they're not just trying to power slap just because I want to power slap and I want to hit a ball off the wall instead of like, hey, the shortstop shifted towards second base because I'm worried about a steal. I'm just going to hit a ground ball through the 5-6 hole. So I think being able to work through some of those situations at practice with them on the field and giving them some time to think about those things themselves.
Yeah, we're going to have to do a separate whole podcast about the slap game, short game, triple threat game, because I feel like it's a little bit of a lost dying art.
It is.
So thank you. I don't know if you guys can hear me. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can.
Can you hear me? Yeah, good. Yeah. So, yeah. But we're doing it. I'm putting it on my list. So,
perfect. Would love to hear your side of things too and get your brain on what you think about the game.
Oh, love it. Thank you so much, Sandra.
Thank
you for jumping in. Sorry for pulling you out of work.
Awesome. What we do. We're here to make you happy, Tara.
I love it. I mean, leading off with the entire staff of LSU, this is incredible. Like, this is the best. Well, I know you've got to get back to work because you've only got a few days. What's going on in the Tarina household? update on what?
What is it going on?
Every year, I mean, I know Nick is up, best husband Nick is up for Spouse of the Year award in Division I softball every year. And yeah. So if those that you don't know Nick, you should. But what is happening in the household? What's going on with the girls? What's kind of sports are happening and what is going on?
What isn't going on is the real question. So I saw this meme that was like, hey, moms, after you just made Christmas all magical, now you have a kid with a birthday in January. Yay! So we just had a birthday party on top of it. Christmas, birthday party. We have two 11-year-olds now. So then a 9-year-old and two gymnasts. Our middle one is competing all over the country in gymnastics right now. Nick is taking her to your neck of the woods this weekend, out to Anaheim to compete. And then Taryn is on the swim team. And then, of course, all three of them are mud bugs. Can't miss that. All three of them are mud bugs. And you can see them in action all around the state of Louisiana here, either on the mound or, you know, at first base or wherever Coach Zach and Amanda or Raylene decide to put them. So we've got a ton of things happening in the Tarina household.
The mud bugs. Oh my gosh, I forgot that's what their team name was. I love it. So we need their schedule. I think we've got to put their schedule up on the website to make sure that people know where to find the mud
bugs. You can catch them on Game Changer. Most games are live streamed with some commentary from, you know, a few of our favorite parents like David DeLucci or Will Harris, you know. So you can feel free to like find them in action on Game Changer. But yeah, the girls are in everything.
Oh my gosh.
I have Nick supporting me in the journey and, you know, driving them around to all their practices. My parents too, my gosh, taking them every way. I know they feel like a taxi service every day, but they're providing incredible opportunities for the girls.
Wonderful. Well, hopefully I can catch them when I come out to Tiger Park for our in-person round table, which is going to happen hopefully in the maybe in the middle part of season. I can head out there to Baton Rouge, but we didn't even get into your schedule, but that's okay. Everybody can check it out on the website and we can have you back on and we can chat about that as we get closer to season. But just want to say good luck heading into 2025 and excited to watch your Tigers and see all the new faces that are going
to. I feel the same. Field. I'm excited to watch them. I'm excited to see what they're about. Like, that's how I feel every day. I was like, how are they going to be? I'm like, I'm just excited. Can't wait to see them go. Like, I think it's going to be cool. So I'm excited to see what they're capable of, too. They're going to be a fun group. So they've got a great leader in Danica Coffey. She will take them, I'm sure, as far as possible. She is a special player, so I'm excited to see him go. But thanks for letting me chat about him today, too. It was fun.
And everybody, make sure you check out the Tigers opening up at home against Charlotte on Friday, February 7th. And then a game against Central Arkansas, again, Charlotte, and rounding out the weekend with Central Arkansas and Southeastern Louisiana. So Tiger Park opening weekend will be hosting a tournament there at Tiger Park. So make sure you check them out for all you LSU Tiger fans and all you softball fans heading out there. So thank you so much, Coach Tarina.
Thank you.
And best of luck. Best of luck heading into 2025. Bets Arena, LSU Tigers. Keep an eye on them. It's going to be some fresh new faces and excited to see what they bring to the table. I'm Tara Henry, and this is the Softball America Podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.